The U.S. military says one of its pilots mistakenly killed 4 Canadian soldiers in Afghanistan this morning. 8 other Canadians were wounded when the U.S. plane dropped at least 1 bomb on them. A military spokesman, Major Brian Hilferty, says the soldiers were in a training exercise.
We're in a very, very dangerous business. We play with stuff that kills people, that's designed to kill people. We drive around at night without any lights on. We jump out of aircraft at night wearing 150-pound packs. This is inherently dangerous business.
NPR's Steve Inskeep joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
How did this happen?
Bob, the Canadians, we're told, belong to a light infantry battalion that is in Afghanistan supporting the United States. They're at a base in Kandahar, Afghanistan, outside Kandahar, as a matter of fact, and they were conducting what's described as a live fire training exercise. They were actually at what was once a Taliban or Al-Qaeda base inside Afghanistan. It has been turned into a training ground for the U.S. and its allies. But it's in the middle of the night. They're moving through the darkness, and at the same time, an American F-16, we're told, was flying over the area. The U.S. Air Force, of course, is constantly flying patrols all over Afghanistan, looking for targets, waiting to get word of a target. And we're told that the Air Force dropped at least 1, maybe 2, 500-pound bombs on the Canadians.
Why?
Well, good question. That's one of the questions that the U.S. is asking right now. This plane, we're told, was not part of the training exercise. So it's not like they were just intending to drop a bomb on the training ground and missed by some degree. Lately, pilots have been flying over Afghanistan very often and not dropping bombs because they don't find targets. There aren't as many targets in Afghanistan as there once were. But we're told that the pilots are instructed not simply to drop their unexploded ordnance over Afghanistan before they fly back to the base. They're supposed to fly back with the weapons still on board, so that should not have happened. That leaves a couple of other possibilities. One is a technical problem. The other is that the pilot believed that he was hitting a legitimate target. Now, if he was following procedures, he would have received instructions from the ground or from some forward air traffic controller in a plane also in the sky, telling him to go to that site to drop a bomb on it. And that raises a lot of questions as to how a training ground could have been designated as a target for a U.S. pilot.
And the president has called Canada's prime minister to express regret, apologies.
Yeah, and Canadian Prime Minister Jean Chrétien is saying that Canada wants some answers. There will be a joint investigation here. Both sides will be asking exactly how this sort of thing could happen, trying to prevent it from happening again. The U.S. wants answers not simply because they killed some allies here, but because every one of these mistaken bombing incidents has a political cost. When you kill Canadian soldiers, that's bad enough. But every once in a while, of course, the United States has dropped bombs mistakenly on Afghan civilians. And when that happens, the political damage can be considered just about as severe as the physical damage is.
Could it be a mechanical failure? Just let go.
It certainly could be some kind of mechanical failure, and we simply don't know. But the possibility that's being raised right now is that the pilot believed that he was dropping a bomb on a legitimate target.
NPR's Steve Inskeep.